Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, net control for Black River Lake Service. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break at any time during emergency traffic. Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Dodge Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club members and set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Can you copy KD2MY?
I believe that call was Kilo Delta 2, I believe. MY, is that correct?
Roger, that is correct. The name is John. Over.
Oh, good evening, John. What's going on tonight?
Well, I'm up at Branningham, and we're just watching the end of the Olympics. Back to you.
All right, well, you're coming in pretty good. A little bacon frying in the background, but nothing too serious. Well, thank you for checking in, and enjoy the Olympics, and glad to hear you. We're here every night, 9 o'clock. Feel free to check in again. All right, are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations you should check in? Are there any Echolink stations you should check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe we have a friend out in Massachusetts in there, Jeff.
KC1SZO in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. W1SGL Echolink repeater. So nice that I was able to hopefully make it in. I'm assuming we're having another band opening tonight because I'm hearing similar static crashy things. So I'm guessing we might be having interesting band openings going on. So we may have other people here. Anyway, KC1SZO.
Okay, I caught most of that. I think it says KC1SZO. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's Sean in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Hopefully I'm not being cut off by other people trying to transmit on other repeaters and knocking me offline, but what happens? The band openings are being crazy just these last couple of days. KC1SZO, back to you.
All right, just wanted to make sure we got that there. All right, well, let me just see if there's any other check-ins from Echolink. Please go ahead now. Okay, hearing none, we'll start with Kevin James, KD2FDM. Good evening, what's going on?
All right, yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on board, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and that's Oneonta, New York. Boy, I'll tell you, what a crazy couple of weeks it's been here. Finally, the local fairs seem to be winding down. I'm not driving fire trucks and playing traffic control. So Saturday, I actually disappeared and went up to Mount Utsiantha, and if anyone is aware where that is, they know that I was in the Catskill Mountains, and I was about 3,200 feet above Stamford, New York, and there's a cluster of towers up in there, and our guys from our radio club were actually participating in the lighthouse check-ins that were taking place on Saturday, And, boy, I'll tell you, we went to try to climb the fire tower to get a better vantage point. And one of our guys, he's legally blind, he went right up there, no problem, climbed all the way to the top and sat in the crow's nest. I got about halfway up, and I lost my nerve. And I said to my buddy that was up there, I said, how did you do it? And jokingly, and like I said, he's legally blind, he said, I didn't look down. And I was like, boy, he's a piece of works. Gotta love Mike. He's a good ham operator, too. So with that, I will say, let's see, we got 64 degrees, half an inch of rain today. And it looks like our weather conditions should be improving tomorrow right up through Thursday. So hang tight there, and we'll have some nicer weather coming. This is KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Let's see. Looks like the weather is going to turn there, so that's a good thing, I guess. So I'm kind of stuck inside this whole week. I got so much work to do. It's incredible. I don't even want to think about it. I've been trying to not think about it tonight, trying to enjoy the rest of this Sunday. You know, it's been a kind of a busy one. This time of year, I don't know what it is about August, but August seems to be, I think August means burn the candle at both ends. I think that's what that actually means. But anyway, all right, Kevin, have a good evening. We'll catch you later. All right, let's go KC1SLO. Sean, what's going on with you tonight?
Not overly much. Just, monitoring on Echolink on my phone to see if I get dropped out if people transmit on the, with the possible band openings we're getting and stuff. I spoke to a guy in Rhode Island last night who basically said that he had both of the Cape Cod repeaters going into his little handheld, and they were full quieting because of the band conditions, and the guy was about 65 miles away, I think. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was funny because I remember last night I had keyed up and said, you know, I think whatever's doing this or whoever's doing this, could you please quit jamming me? And I didn't exactly realize that it was because of a band opening that it was happening, and I should have thought about that, because that sometimes can happen even on 2 meters, although it's pretty much only limited during the summer months, I think. But yeah, anyway, I haven't really been doing much other than organizing files on hard drives and stuff and trying to remove duplicate files. Sorry about that, I accidentally overkeyed my transmit time. But anyway, yeah, I've not really been doing much trying to get ready to go back into college in a couple of weeks. And, I've been having fun trying to prepare for that. Interesting, though, the guy who was mentioning about the legally blind guy who was climbing the fire tower and stuff. I myself am visually impaired as well. In fact, I've had one of my laptops talking to me and letting me know that it's downloading files on Dropbox at the moment, but pretty cool, though. That is pretty cool, though, about the guy climbing the fire tower. I've never tried that myself, although I guess it's good for me being blind enough that I can't see very far, so the only thing that I would specifically be able to do is make sure I had a harness connecting me to the tower or something. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to net control.
All right, Sean. I'm glad I got this call sign right finally. FZO. I don't know why I put down FZO before. Anyway, all right, well, you sound good here tonight. I haven't really heard anybody stepping. It just seemed like every once in a while before there, your app was just dropping off for whatever reason. I don't know. But, anyway, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Sean. We'll catch up with you later. All right, let's do one more shout-out since the other station on there is actually a repeater. So let's do one more shout-out to see if there's any more Echolink stations wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net. All right, hearing none, I'll now close them. Excuse me, I'm going to close Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2EIT.
At 2 p.m., good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else on the net. I'm in the press. I was making the cage over, solar batteries and stuff, and get that all set up now. So it seems to be working quite well. And other than that, stayed in today. Very, very bad weather. Lots and lots of rain. Hasn't been raining now in a while, but looks like it might drop to 50 or lower by tomorrow night. So with that, we'll say God bless. And temperature right now is 66 degrees. Temperature range today, 66 to 72. And that's about it. So we'll say God bless. 73 for now, and 2 PSM clear.
Hi, George. Well, a little cooler weather is okay. Okay for me. Anyway, it's been pretty warm here. It's only a matter of time, and we'll be on to fall. So I was hoping we'd catch Pete on here tonight. He sent me a voicemail the other night. I only got it today because I didn't check my cell phone. I've been so busy here. I was hoping to catch him here. Anyway, all right, well, let's see. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
No, this is KD2DFD. Jeff, I did make the net.
Oh, there you are, Pete. Sorry we didn't call you back. I only got that message today, and we've been pretty busy here the last couple days. And it's a real busy time of year for me. I have to work pretty much 12 hours a day, and then when I'm not working, I'm catching up on the stuff around the house, and you know, enough to pack those. But anyway, what's going on with you tonight?
Well, just spent the day with the family. Went to Woodsman's this morning, and it was nice. Not very crowded. It's been getting less crowds year after year, but things were well. Left early and went to Delta Lake for dinner. I just dropped that for a second. And then I did notice nobody won the prize for the grease bowl contest that you were hoping so much for on Friday evening. But what I did notice is that there was a lot less lard on the pole this year than was last year. But it still was pretty exciting to see people try. But hopefully we'll get together one day. We're going to be leaving probably Tuesday from camp. So if you're in the area, just give a call. You got my number. And stop by any time. We'll be around all day tomorrow. So I'll give it back to you, Jeff. Net Control. This is KD2DFD. And 7-3, everybody.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, I was there at the grease bowl climb, and I saw the same thing there. And it's just like last year. Nobody made it to the top last year either. I don't understand why, but they didn't. But at least they got stacked. You know, three of the teams got stacked this year. I don't know. It used to be a time they don't. You know. Almost every, well, the first team, first three or four wouldn't make it because there was so much grease on the pole, and then but by the time you got to the second round, everybody was pretty much making it to the top for the most part. But how are they going to do? Maybe they're going to have to rethink the height of that pole at some point. But all right, well, thanks, Pete, and I got to tell you, I'm booked solid tomorrow. I wish I could break away. I mean, I'm booked so solid this week, I barely got time to even go to the funeral that I'm supposed to go to, and I'm not even going to be able to go, so I'm just going to have to go to the services in the evening. And it's a crazy week at work, but I don't get a lot of these, and so I have to kind of roll with it. That's the way it goes, you know. So maybe we'll catch you here on the next time you're up, but I'm sure it'll be highly unlikely it's going to be like it is for me this week anyway. So. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? for my myself, we got a lot of stuff done around here today that had to get done, and once it started raining out, well, there's no point in doing anything outside, so we got a bunch of stuff inside done, and stuff in the house. You know, summertime, you kind of, I don't know, at least we do around here, we kind of drop the ball in the house because we're out doing stuff, you know, and we get stuck inside in the house so much in the wintertime, and when summer comes, we're always out, and we're up at camp, and here and there and everywhere. Sometimes things get a little neglected in the house, but we took some time today to get everything cleaned up and fix this and fix that, you know. So anyway, that's what I wanted to report my day. This is KD2 AAIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency we're going to use. I'd like to thank John out there and, what did he say, Brandingham, I believe he said, and Kevin, and Sean out there in Massachusetts, and George, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening? And this is KD2 AIT.
All right, this is KD2FEM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. I got a couple things I got to get done here quick before the Octen comes in a little bit later. And I will hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night, and either myself or KD2JWC will be net control. This is KD2FEM. I'll be clear.
ZO, listening. KC1SZO, listening.
Repeater in use tonight.
Hey, this is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm doing a call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Accent.
KC1FZO in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, and negative on any traffic for the net tonight. KC1FZO, back to net control.
That one threw me off. I got KC1Z. You'll off me after that.
Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar, on via the local Echolink repeater connecting into the Boonville repeater. I'm in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Whiskey 1, Sierra Gulf Lima repeater to connect you guys on Echolink. Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar. Negative traffic tonight for me, no traffic tonight. Back to net control.
Okay, I got Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar. I got you that time. Thank you for your check-in, sir. I can, there's actually, you're from Massachusetts. You must know Mount Greylock repeater, right?
I'm not familiar with that, no. I'm on Cape Cod. I'm nowhere near, kind of like 65 miles out of Boston and place like that. I'm not really familiar with all of the repeaters around me. I'm only a technician class ham, so I haven't really bothered to do a lot of research into other repeaters. But at least I'm getting familiar with Echolink and memorizing node numbers and things like that. But yeah, I'll search and find that repeater, though. KC1 at Zeto, back to you.
The Mount Greylock is 146.91. You should check it out. It's got like 150 miles worth of coverage. You would be able to hit it no matter where you are in Massachusetts. I can hit it directly from my location here in Utica, New York, and that's 150 miles away. Again, it's 146.91. Negative offset with a 162.2 PL cone. And that's like in Mount Greylock near Adams, Berkshire County. All right, this is Octa, and I'm looking for any further stations. KD2DXF, you're not control.
KC2MVU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MVU, thank you, Ray, for your check-in. This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations. I'll make the final call for Octon. Alright, nothing further heard. This is KD2DXF. Returning to net control. Thank you both for your checkups. 73.
KC1FZO, listening.